Hello out there, Pinkerton Academy. It's the Astro Blast podcast coming to you with Mr. Constant and
Mrs. Bernard.
Hey, Mrs. Bernard, how are you today? Hey, and we have some special guests today.
So excited.
So why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
My name's Julia Cahoon. I'm a senior.
My name's Ben Wolders. I'm also a senior.
My name's Adam Dariga, and I'm a junior.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. They're here with us because they are part of the Astro Machine.
Yeah. So are you guys Astro Machine and LCA?
Yeah.
I love it so
Excellent. Amazing. Can you tell us what LCA stands for?
Leadership Council of Athletics.
Excellent. Oh, very good. And that's amazing. A fairly new program. Thank you, Mrs. Bernard, for being part of the initiation of that program.
Oh,
good job.
It makes my heart sing. Yeah, I got to tell you guys, I'm so proud of what you're doing over there. So I can't wait to talk about it because we got a big weekend coming up.
Oh, we sure do.
We do, yeah.
And we've had a big week. It's Spirit Week. And I'm telling you, I'm so impressed with the kids this year. Every year it seems to get better and better.
Right.
We had some lulls there for a while, but now it seems the kids are really into the whole spirit, dressing up with the theme. I think it's great.
Yeah. Are you fired up?
I'm fired up.
Are you guys fired up?
We're fired up.
Oh, they're so fired up.
Can you hear it? Can you hear the spirit?
So I'm super excited. I know, I believe, well, actually, do we know the results of golf? Because golf happened, right?
No. So golf is next Tuesday at 2:30.
Oh, okay. Ooh. So right now, do we currently stand 2-0?
Yes, 2-0.
Yeah. Yes, us. And that is courtesy of the what team?
Cross country.
Heck yeah. Shout
Boys
out to,
and girls?
To my peeps. Yes.
Wow, that's
killing
impressive.
It.
Good.
All right. So we get a big week ahead. Tomorrow is the pep rally.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And excitement.
You guys have a little spot in that?
We definitely do.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
We don't want to give out any, like...
No spoilers.
Yeah. But I'm excited. That should be fun.
And then we have boys soccer at 3:30, like right after school.
That's new.
That's new to do that.
Yeah.
Should be good.
On the turf, right?
Should be an exciting game. I know Pinkerton is very strong this year. I don't know how Londonderry is, but I know... We are a strong team this year. It is not on the turf. It is actually up at the varsity baseball field on the grass because following that is football, and it would create too much traffic in that area.
That's correct.
So football is going to play actually this week, 6 o'clock Friday night.
Yeah.
Be there.
Yeah.
Be amongst the 5,000 to 6,000 people.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's going to be crazy.
So, before we move on from Friday in general, I'm going to shout out to the athletes of the week this week. One being our flexor, Landon Earhart, from the soccer team. Go, Landon. And then also from the cross country team, Tess Silva.
Oh.
Yeah.
What year is she?
She's a senior.
Okay. Both seniors. Nice.
Yeah.
Very good.
So, shout out to them.
Excellent.
Yep. And then on Saturday, we have...
Hey, you know what? Let's let these guys tell us. They're the Astro Machine. Do you think they know?
Well, except we've already started, so I'm saying let's talk times, then we're going to talk to them. Don't confuse our listeners
here,
Mr. Constant.
That's true. Stay with the plan.
Yeah. So Saturday is...
Field hockey.
Field hockey.
Is first at...
9 a.m.
9 a.m. Yes. Thank you, Julia.
Yep. And then...
Volleyball at 10:30 in the Hackler Gymnasium.
And then
followed by girls soccer.
At 11.
At 11, up on the turf. That is up on the turf field. Yeah. And field hockey also on the turf.
And then after that, at night, is the homecoming dance.
There's a lot going on.
A lot going on. Ooh, so, man. I think now is a great time to turn it over to our friends.
Yeah. Let's hear the Astro Machine.
Yeah.
Nobody messes.
So, tell us about, tell us what the Astro Machine is, how it started. Give us a little bit of history there.
I think the biggest part of the Astro Machine is the student section. It's the fans. It's the people who go to the games. It's a very welcoming environment. We encourage everybody to go. The people in Astro Machine are just responsible for keeping it in line, making sure everything's super positive, and that we're encouraging our team rather than taking any hits against any other teams.
I love
awesome.
That.
Awesome. I love that.
Great.
And I want to get to that piece in a minute, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But so if students want to, be a part of the cheering squad, want to kind of join or see what it's all about, what should they do?
Honestly, the best way to get involved is just show up and be loud and support your Astros.
Yeah, so at the games.
Yep.
And is it obvious where the, how do we know who's the members of the Astro Machine?
Usually wearing some sort of red, or if it's a football game, there's a theme, and just follow the flags. The flags are at almost every game.
Yeah.
What is the theme this week? Is it red and white?
Yeah, the theme is red out, so okay. Not to get any confusion with Londonderry.
Ah.
I appreciate that. That's a good point. That's pretty good, yeah.
Ben, aren't you on the football team?
Yes, I am.
So will you be in the stands as well? Will you run up to the stands when you're off the field?
Sadly not. Okay. I won't be, but...
Are you guys wearing red? You guys wear white, right?
Yeah, so we're wearing red at home, so that's why we matched it up.
Awesome.
We matched it up to be red, and then last week we wore white it was a white out for our first away game wearing white.
So. Oh, nice.
That's really cool.
And
that's
your record awesome. Right now is?
3-0.
3-0 for the football team.
How about the Londonderry football team?
They're the same as well.
Ooh,
it's going to be a good game.
It's going to be a good one.
Mm-hmm. I know somebody who's announcing that game.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give it away. I don't want. Yeah. If I make any mistakes, I don't want people to know.
Yeah. So if kids want to show up and they want to support the teams, they just kind of join the student body and wear red.
Pretty much, yeah. So we have a Google Classroom for the Astro Machine where there's some things sent out. Like LCA organizes, sometimes we did bingo cards last year for like going to certain games to get you gift cards.
Oh, that's great.
They were like sponsored by local businesses and stuff like that. Just like, hey, you go to like 5 games or like get a blackout or whatever. So it kind of just entices that, but there isn't really like Astro Machine is different from LCA where it's anyone can join. It's the whole student body. It's not selective based off grades or behavior or whatever. It's just show up and represent Pinkerton well.
How does one get on the Google Classroom? Can you just search it and find it on Classroom, or do you have to get invited? How does that work?
I believe we have a code out on like the Astro Machine, like Instagram.
Okay,
so it should be on there.
So and people look for Astro Machine Instagram, then and they follow that, they could find the code.
Yeah, I'll make sure that it's on there. I'll check with Busty after this, but yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, so it's we use the Astro Machine Instagram honestly more than LCA just because it's. It's better to get it to a variety.
A wider range. A
bigger group of people rather than just LCA because that's only a certain group.
So, Adam, I was going to ask you, are you an LCA member as well as Astro Machine?
Yes, I am.
What sport do you do?
I wrestle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Excellent.
Yeah. So I got to say, I love the spirit of the student body. I feel like the Astro Machine has kind of brought a resurgence of excitement to just in school spirit that, we were lacking a little bit, a few years ago. I feel like it's really kind of brought the student body together. I can speak, for cross country in saying that we the only fans we usually get there are parents and family and close friends. And last year, it meant so much to our team to have members of the student body there supporting them. I can't even express to you in words my thanks. And we both, the boys and girls, won the D1 championship that day. And, I think there was a small portion that was thanks to you guys and your support because that really means a lot. And it gets people really excited when you know that you have people rooting for you.
You're here.
Yeah.
That's great.
So tell us more. Tell us more just about
Can I ask a question real
quick?
Oh,
sure, yeah.
Do you guys have officers for the Astro Machine or is it just kind of like a student body of...
Yeah, so we kind of operate the same way that LCA now does, is that we don't really have any, like, executive positions or officers or anything like that. And I think that's honestly good because it doesn't, it doesn't take any power or, like, you have to listen to this person or whatever. Anyone's, like, fighting for power. It's just everyone does what they can and everyone helps out. Like, we went to Hannaford's last night with LCA and bought a bunch of stuff for New Hampshire Tackles Hunger.
Oh, nice.
And that was just everyone when we texted was like, yeah, I'll go if I can. It wasn't like... one person doing it. It was just like we got the message about it and we went out and did it. So
excellent.
That's awesome.
But I do certainly agree as well about the point about like our school spirit changing a lot because a great way to measure that, it's not just football, but when you look up in the stands and opening night, you see before school even technically starts, you see all of the student section taken up plus more. It's like, yeah, everyone's showing up and everyone's back now. Like past years and even MacPlac, it's like it's going to change a lot. It's grown tons, so it's really impressive. It's a good sign that they're taking up the whole student section plus more on opening night, and I can't wait to see what's going to happen tomorrow night.
So. That's really awesome. And let's talk for a second about what you guys mentioned earlier about supporting the Pinkerton athletes and being out there for your school, but in a positive way. Like, what does that mean to you guys?
I think that matters a lot for the people viewing. I think the athletes naturally do a good job of taking care of the opponent, but from the student section, we just want to make sure that the cheers we're saying, the anything we're shouting out is positive, and instead of tearing down another team, promoting our team. That's the goal.
Yeah, I think it's important to cheer for your team, not necessarily against the other team, and that negativity, just there's no real place for it. I know that's like you see that in professional sports, but these are not professionals out there. They're representing their school, just like our players are representing our school. In this case, this weekend is Londonderry students representing their school. And it really is important to stay positive. And, you know, I'm sure you know athletes on those other teams. And you probably even have some friends on those other teams, I assume. You may play in other leagues with them or something. But, you know, as an official, and I see teams come together, you know, opposing players hugging each other and you know, high-fiving each other, it's really – really an awesome sight to see. Like, they're not at each other's throats over something. They really like each other, and they compete, and the it's good, healthy competition. That's what we want to see.
Yeah, so I think a big part of that is remembering that beyond sports, we're all in this together, that kind of message, and just remembering that those are people who go through the same things you do. They're going to school just like you are, and they're just playing the sport they love. Why would you try and do anything to take that away from
right
them?
And for some of you, they may be future teammates. I mean, I know I ran at Pinkerton, and then, you know, shortly thereafter, running in college, I had teammates that were my opponents before. Mm-hmm. So there's that, and there's also, you know, something about representing your school, right? And doing that with character and integrity. And so today, or this weekend is red out, right? And so you're wearing red and you're representing Pinkerton. And so the things that you say and your actions, that, you know, is representative of our school. And so we want to go out there and show everybody that we can win with class and we can lose with class and everything in between.
Right. Pinkerton pride.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. So tell us, you know, just a little bit else about yourself. You guys are really involved. I don't know, like what else are we doing on campus?
Well, we didn't talk about Julia's sport. Let's talk about Julia's sport. What do you do for sports? You softball, correct?
Softball and basketball.
And basketball. Excellent. Very good.
Yeah. That's awesome. Although, did you see her?
I did. Yeah. I did. She took a line. Was it a line drive? Or
line drive.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Mm. But you should be back for basketball, I would assume. Yep. All right. Very good. What else are you guys doing on campus?
So, actually, all three of us. LCA is kind of, after losing someone very close to most of us last year to suicide, we've all taken a very, like, ambitious approach to focusing on mental health through LCA. Like, it's not just a strict, it's an athletics organization, but we've all been impacted in some way because we lost an athlete. And so we kind of took that upon ourselves. And ever since then, we've started to do more mental health initiatives, whether it's cornhole in the spring last year or now this year we're coming back with a hoodie fundraiser for
nice
groups across New Hampshire. And Adam and myself have been working on getting spike ball approved to raise more money.
That's a good one.
And I know Julia's been working on a speech for MacPlac. Mm-hmm. So really just that's kind of hit a lot of us hard, especially in the athletics part. So just doing something to keep that message getting out there and working our best that we can to help with that. So
right.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah,
that's great.
That is
And it's not just powerful. About athletics. Yes. It's our whole student body.
Right. Nobody's immune to that. And right. Everybody has that type of tragedy in their life in some way, shape, or form. So really important to let people know that there's support out there. So I am so proud of you guys.
Yeah.
Well, I think the biggest part for us with being in LCA is also that, like, everyone sees the athletes. Like, everyone goes to a football game on a Friday night, or they go to a game during the week, or whichever game you see, you recognize those kids because they wear their jerseys around their school. So having that position, we don't want it to be how typically, like, football kids are seen or athletes are seen in general, where they're just like, oh, they're the cool kids on campus, but they don't do anything to help out. We want to change that, and we want it to be like, oh, these kids actually do something for our school. And we want it to be like, hey, you can go to that football kid, or you can go to that basketball player or whatever, and go get help or just talk to someone. So I think we want to use our, like, popularity in school to spread a good message.
Hold on. Mrs. Bernard's about to shed a tear. Ben, you can't say it any better than you did.
I
love that you guys are doing what you're doing. It is so true. You're trying to build more than just an athlete here. You're being good people. And it is a very proud moment for us to hear you guys say this stuff.
Yeah, so, incredible.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I'm just so proud of you guys. And I don't know that there's anything we can say to follow that up, really.
Yeah,
Like, mic drop, Ben.
Yeah. We all know that there's been a very, large gap between athletes and and just the regular student at a school, and especially a school of our size. So it's like, we want to do whatever we can to bridge that gap. And, I mean, meeting new people, just talking to people, you'll meet some of the best friends you've ever had. So we just want to do everything we can.
That's a great message.
Right?
Love it.
So I think the only thing that's left to talk about say is we got to have them do a shout out. So we always end our podcast with a shout out to somebody in the Pinkerton community or wherever. And so we put this on you. We don't prepare you for it. Just who would you like to shout out to?
I think for me, being in NHS, I would like to shout out Miss Lemire, because we've talked about community through athletics, but we've also this year for our Honor Society have tried to really put a lot of effort into community and to getting the chapter involved and to getting everybody involved so everybody's voices can be heard. And I think she's the outlet for that.
Awesome.
Outstanding. Yeah, yes. She's definitely worth a shout out.
I would like to shout out Miss Buskey, our LCA advisor. Unfortunately, this summer she had to go through some surgery that prevents her from being in school this first month of school. However, she's been diligent in keeping up with us and what we're doing and trying to support us in any way and any endeavor that we want to go down.
Of course she has, because she's busky.
Right. Well,
but HR didn't hear that. But that's fantastic. And I could have bet money they would have put Busky on the shout out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very good. And...
I'll shout out Busky as well.
Oh, okay.
Same reasoning, but also shout out to Mr. Soika. He's one of our advisors as well, and being the assistant AD now, he's been super helpful in the guidelines, because especially now that we're working a lot on mental health initiatives, there are a lot of things that you have to get approval for, and having someone that's in that position to just text and be like, hey, is this going to work? What do I need to change? And he's been very helpful with getting things approved and helping us get to the point that we want to get to, and not just talking about things, which has been something that's kind of a lot of these initiatives that people have tried in the past have gotten very stagnant and not actually happened.
Yeah.
And I think with the help of Ms. Buskey and Mr. Soika as well, we've actually put things into action and gotten them moving. So
that is so great.
Yeah. And I will say Mr. Soika, Ms. Buskey and Mrs. Lemire. I mean, those are the types of people at this school that make this school what it is.
Sure.
And how tremendous this school is, and they are just fantastic people, fantastic workers.
But you know what? I'm going to shout out to these guys right here.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
You see an issue, you see a problem, and it's about taking action, right? We can't solve problems unless somebody stands up and says, that's a problem, and I'm going to try to solve it. And you guys are doing that. So so shout out to these guys.
Yeah, welcome to adulthood, because they sound like they're more adults than me sometimes. Gosh, yeah.
So you guys, thank you so much for being a part of this. And, best of luck to those of you that are competing this weekend.
Yeah.
I'm just really excited to see all the events and hopefully take home that plaque.
Yeah, going to be a great weekend. Take care, everyone.
Bye-bye now.